Tell me about your what you've done with Richard and how he has grown as an artist, and with some recent he had some recent
commissions. Yeah, he's just amazing. I mean, he did drawing, I think, you know, all throughout, like, you know, school and stuff. But when he first started, his work was pretty simple, you know, these sort of stick figures and these little things. But I don't know, there was a graphic quality about his work that was, I think, good. And then it's not like he got a ton of instruction. I think he just got a lot of encouragement and time, you know, to come in and just sit down and draw, because that's how you learn how to paint and draw. Not somebody telling you what to do. It's like doing it. I mean, certainly you say, hey, why don't you try, you know, there's little tricks is really what they are, you know, about contrast and color theory and, you know, composition and all of that stuff. But, you know, you really don't learn how to paint or draw or be an artist by reading books or listening to lectures. It's by painting and drawing every day if you can, you know, or in Richard's case, 3 times a week. So to see him, like, just come in and really hunker down and draw and start experimenting, exploring, you know, these different forms, and then his stuff just got really amazing and complex, you know, where he'd create these forms and then create these textures inside of the forms that just are like kind of border on a pointillist kind of approach, only they're like little dashes and dots, you know, that create this really amazing creatures, you know. And